I have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. You know what God wants? God wants all men to be saved. God wants all women to be saved. And so we don't serve a God that says, you know what, all right, I'm going to take these 2,000 and you know what, y'all are going to hell, and I'm going to take these 2,000 and y'all are going to heaven, and it's all predestined, and there's no need for evangelism, and there's no use in giving out a gospel tract, and there's really no use in preaching the gospel, which, by the way, is why so many churches aren't preaching it. Because if you believe that, why preach it? But if you believe that every man has a choice, then that means, man, we got to keep on giving out gospel tracts. And we've got to keep soul winning. We got to keep going to the nursing home. We got to keep going to the jails. We got to keep doing what we do. Why? Because God gives every man a choice. Evangelism is a command. Salvation is a choice.
That clip comes from the message entitled "The Bottom Line in Evangelism," given by our pastor, Brother Stephen Pope. And what an important message that this is. A wonderful reminder that you and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, have been called to go into the uttermost parts of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's what Jesus told his disciples in Acts chapter number 1, when he told them that they would be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And that means we are to go across the sea to reach people in every nation around the world. And that means we are to go across the street to reach our neighbor. And that's really been our focus at Calvary Baptist Church here in 2024, to reach the world with the gospel. We're so glad that you've tuned in to Countdown to Courage, a ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Union Grove, North Carolina. And we hope that you're having a wonderful day wherever you may be listening from. We have people that listen from all over the world. And we're so thankful for every one of you who tune in, whether by way of podcast or by way of radio. It's a joy to be coming to you today. And we hope that God uses the broadcast to encourage you today. We've got a wonderful song by the Nun Sisters called "Oh Praise the Name." We've been featuring some of their songs off of their latest album. That album is entitled "What the Blood Does," and this is some wonderful music. You'll enjoy this great song, "Oh Praise the Name," and then we'll get into the message today entitled "The Bottom Line in Evangelism." Hey, we want to take a moment and invite you to the services of Calvary Baptist Church. We have Sunday morning Sunday school groups that begin at 9:45. That's a wonderful place for you to learn more about the Bible, to spend some time in prayer with other people, and also just to make some good connections with other people and to build some friendships that will encourage you as you follow Jesus. And then we have our Sunday morning service beginning at 11 o'clock, a wonderful time of choir singing, congregational music, preaching from the Bible, just a wonderful time together. And then we'll come back together on Sunday night at 6 o'clock and on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you at Calvary Baptist Church for one of our upcoming services. We also want to remind you, you can visit our website, calvarybcug.com, and that's a wonderful way for you to get acquainted with Calvary Baptist Church. Maybe you're wondering about what we believe. There's a statement of faith on there. Maybe you're wondering about some upcoming events. That'll be on our website as well, and also a directions link for you to find out how to make it to our church. And so visit our website, calvarybcug.com. Also, check out our Facebook page. That's a wonderful way to get connected with our church. In fact, you can go back and watch some of our live streams that we've had recently and watch some of those services and hear the music and then hear the preaching. And you can also tune into our pastor's daily live stream, which is called Countdown to Courage, which happens every Tuesday through Friday on Facebook Live and also on YouTube shortly thereafter. And that's every Tuesday through Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern. If you're standing in prayer today, let me encourage you to give us a call. We'd love to stand with you in prayer. Our prayer helpline is available to you right now at 704-327-5662. Again, 704-327-5662. And we have some prayer helpline personal workers that would love to stand with you in prayer about whatever you're facing right now. And so you call that number today, 704-327-5662. And one of our prayer helpline personal workers would love to pray with you about whatever needs that you currently have. Also want to remind you that if God uses this broadcast to encourage you, would you reach out to us and let us know? We'd love to hear from you today. You can send us an email at cdtc@calvarybcug.com. Again, cdtc@calvarybcug.com. You can also send us a note in the mail, P.O. Box 298, Union Grove, North Carolina, or you can call or text us at 336-594-2383. And let us know how God is using Countdown to Courage in your life today. Well, we're so glad again that you've tuned in today, and we've got a great song coming up right now from the Nun Sisters called Oh Praise the Name, and then we'll get into the message today, part two of the message entitled The Bottom Line in Evangelism. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
Cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled, and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree.
Now, wait a minute now. You choose the aquarium. You put the water in there. You put the fish food in there. You decide where you want the aquarium to go. But those fish in that aquarium, those fish have freedom. They have freedom to move around. And so it is with us, with a sovereign God. Yes, God is sovereign. Yes, God put all of this together. Yes, God created what you live in. He created the world. He put the moon in his place, the sun in his place. God is a sovereign God. And yes, he knows everything. There's nothing he doesn't know. He knows who's going to be saved. He knows who's going to be lost. And yet God, in his sovereignty, gives you and I the opportunity to choose. Several months ago, and there's really, I wasn't even going to tell this, but there's really a little funny story about this. Back when the kids were in California, my wife and I, now don't hold this against us, all right? But anyway, my wife and I, we love to watch Wheel of Fortune, all right? And so and so we were out there. And so before we went to California, man, I went online and I got us tickets to go to a taping of Wheel of Fortune. And so we got the kids, got them some tickets too. And so it was Zach and Taylor and Miss Tammy and myself. And was anybody else? Was that it? Mason went with us, okay. And anyway, so the taping was about, I don't know, the taping was probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I don't know how many have ever been to Los Angeles, California, but 4 o'clock in the afternoon is not the time you want to go to Los Angeles, California. And so we left early. I mean, we left early. We left a buffer. And so, but still, oh my word, it was crazy, crazy, crazy. The traffic was absolutely crazy. And so we ended up, we had to get off the interstate. And we were trying to take back roads so we could get there in time for the taping. And so Zach is driving like a maniac. I mean, he drives like a maniac anyway, but he's driving more like a maniac. And how many have ever seen the way California people drive? Yeah, I mean, that's scary right there. And so, man, I mean, we're darting in and out of traffic. It is just, it's crazy. It's craziness. And I thought, man, there's not a game show in the world that's worth this. But we're racing down the streets and we're, anyway, long story short, man, he pulls us into Sony Studios there in Hollywood, there in Los Angeles. And he says, Dad, I'm gonna drop y'all off. I'm gonna go find a parking place. He said, y'all go ahead and get in line and let them know we got tickets and maybe we can still make it. And so, man, he pulls into this garage. We jump out of the car. We run. There's a little table, you know, where you got to check in. We run up to the table. There's a little lady there. And we're like, yeah, listen, man, here's our tickets. And we just, traffic was terrible. And can we still make it to the taping of Wheel of Fortune? And she looked at our tickets and she said, sir, that's not till tomorrow. I was like, oh my word, you have got to be kidding. We about killed ourselves and it's not till tomorrow. And I thought, oh my word, we couldn't go the next day. There's no way we could go. And she said, I'll tell you what we'll do. She said, they're getting ready to take Jeopardy. And she said, if you want to get in, she said, I think I can get you in on that. And so we went in. We went in to watch Jeopardy, the game. How many have ever seen the game Jeopardy? Yeah. And listen, man, I'm telling you, we couldn't even understand the questions. I mean, it was crazy. And by the way, the show lasts 30 minutes or an hour on television. How about 5 or 6 hours in taping, all right? And so we're sitting there, captive audience. You can't get out. And now, wait a minute. I told that story for a purpose, and I didn't lose my train of thought there. I told that on purpose. Wait a minute now. We watched that taping, and we knew, listen to this, we knew months in advance who was going to win. We watched the taping. We knew who was going to win. There's no doubt about it. We went through the whole thing. They won't let you leave. And so we watched the whole thing. And it was a neat experience. And we knew who was going to win. But this is my point. But it did not change the outcome. Did you know that God knows? Why do so many people get so messed up on that? Well, does God know? Yes, God knows. There's nothing God doesn't know. God knows everything. And yet God, although God is a sovereign God, God gives us the opportunity to have individual soul liberty Now, let me show you that quickly tonight, if I could. Turn over to 2 Peter chapter 3, and I won't give you all of these tonight, but if you're taking notes, I might just give you the references. But 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9, preacher, what makes you think that God gives us a choice? Well, the Bible makes me think that. The Bible makes me believe that. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9. Yes, God is sovereign, but God gives everyone a choice. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. Look at the next line. Not willing that any should perish. Would you read the last part with me? But that all should come to repentance. What did that say?
All.
Can I ask you a question? What does all mean? All means all. And so, you know what? There's no use in us getting in there trying to change all that around. It's, well, you know, it doesn't really mean that. Listen, friend, all means all. And the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. How about 1 Timothy? I'm trying to find what you're close to. How about 1 Timothy chapter 2? Turn back a few pages. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2. And look at verse number 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4. Look what the Bible says about our sovereign God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. The Bible says, who will have, what's the word?
All.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. You know what God wants? God wants all men to be saved. God wants all women to be saved. And so we don't serve a God that says, you know what, all right, I'm going to take these 2,000, and you know what, y'all are going to hell, and I'm going to take these 2,000, and y'all are going to heaven, and it's all predestined, and there's no need for evangelism, and there's no use in giving out a gospel tract, and there's really no use in preaching the gospel, which, by the way, is why so many churches aren't preaching it. Because if you believe that, why preach it? But if you believe that every man has a choice, then that means, man, we got to keep on giving out gospel tracts. And we've got to keep soul winning. We've got to keep going to the nursing home. We've got to keep going to the jails. We've got to keep doing what we do. Why? Because God gives every man a choice. Evangelism is a command. Salvation is a choice. What's the bottom line, preacher? Last of all, number 3, hell is a certainty. Why do we go? Why do we do what we do? Because hell is a certainty. Listen to John chapter 3, verse 36. The Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Boy, you don't hear that one preached much anymore, do you? I mean, we live in this self-help, you know, society, and a lot of our preaching today is just like motivational speaking and things like that. But the Bible says there that the wrath of God is going to abide on those that don't have the Son, those who aren't believers. Now, we're almost done, but I want you to take your Bibles. We're talking about hell tonight. And I want you to turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 9, and I want to show you something. And this week, as I was studying this out, man, God showed me something, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. And I want to share that with our Calvary family. Mark chapter 9, Abel, you can come on if you will. And Abel's going to help me out with something tonight. Mark chapter 9, look at verse 16. The Bible says, The Lord is known by the, what's the word? By the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. And then there's a funny looking word right there, and it's a Hebrew word, and it's the word hageon. And then there's another word after that word, and it's the word selah. And so follow with me now. And then it says, the wicked shall be turned into hail, and all the nations that forget God. Now, number one, I got a little interested in that, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go look. And how many are thankful for your King James Bible tonight? Amen? Yeah. And so I thought, I'm going to go look, and I'm just going to see if there are any modern translations that take those two words out. Oh, yes. Many of the new modern-day translations remove those two words, hageon, and seal it. And somebody says, well, preacher, I don't understand that. Why leave it in there? That's why God put it in there. He wants to study it out. And so he Gaon and Selah. Now, let me explain, and hang in there with me just for a moment, because I really believe this is going to help you. We know that the book of Psalms was at one time the Hebrew songbook. So the Hebrew people would sing these psalms that we read, these 150 psalms. They would read these psalms, sing these psalms, and as they sung these songs, they would be reminded of God's greatness. They would be reminded of God's sovereignty. They would be reminded of God's power. They would be reminded of God's mercy. They would be reminded of God's love. How many believe that? Say amen. Yeah, it was. It was the Hebrew songbook, and they would say, we talked about, it's been many months ago now, but we talked about the Psalms of Degree, the Songs of Degree. You'll see that in your little superscription there sometimes in the Psalms, and you'll say, what was that, preacher? They would sing those Psalms of Degree as they were headed up to Jerusalem. And those Psalms would remind them of the greatness of God and the mercy of God and the salvation of God. But wait a minute now, hang in there with me. But it's also interesting, we have a perfect book. And it's interesting that the Spirit of God doesn't just include the words, but he includes in the Psalms, he includes the musical notes. What do you mean, preacher? And some of you knew this and maybe others didn't, but he includes what we would call a rest or a pause. But he also includes what's known as a crescendo. You say a crescendo. What is a crescendo, preacher? A crescendo is a buildup. A crescendo is a gradual increase in volume. And so you sort of start down here, and then the symphony or the orchestra, they go through the music, and all of a sudden they're coming to the crescendo, and little by little, they raise the volume, and more instruments are getting involved. And before you know it, man, I mean, at the climax, you've got the crescendo. Well, Selah. In our Bibles, when you see that little word Selah, it's a pause. And so when you come to the word Selah, as we did here in Psalm chapter 9, it's a musical note that says pause, rest. So when you see that little word Selah in your Psalms, you know what that's saying? Stop. Pause. And think about what you just read. And so they're singing, and then there's a pause. And so we see that little word Selah, but then we also see the word Hagayon. And that Hagayon that a lot of the translations take out, it means crescendo. It means resounding music. It means a plotting. You ever watched a movie or a program and you say, man, that had a good plot. A plotting, or it means a build up to something. And so in verse 16, the word Hagayon is used as we build up to verse 17. So let me see if I can illustrate this for you tonight. Take it away, Brother Abel. We're hearing a build up. And back in Hebrew times, as they played those instruments, they would play this buildup, and it would go something like this. Verse 16, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Hagayon. And then it says Selah. And so the buildup, and then there's a pause. You know what he's saying? Get ready, something big. Something big's getting ready to come. So verse 16 is very, very important, but he said, this is what he's saying. Verse 17 is the crescendo. And so verse 16, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands, but then comes the crescendo. Listen to this. The wicked shall be turned into hail, and all the nations that forget God. Now, when you read that like that, you're thinking, wow, that's pretty neat stuff right there. You know what the Lord was saying to these Hebrew people? Listen, this is big. This is important. This is serious. We're talking about hell here. Did you know they tell us that 72% of Americans say they believe in heaven? 72% of Americans believe in heaven. 58% of Americans believe in hell. But very few believe they're going there. Now, we are done. But let me show you one last verse. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41. What's the bottom line to evangelism, preacher? It's a command. Hell is a command. Evangelism is a command. Salvation is a choice, and hell is a certainty. Look, if you will, at Matthew 25, verse 41. The Bible says, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire." Look at this last line. It's interesting. The Bible says, prepared for, who's it prepared for? The devil and his angels. Did you know that hell was never created for you or for man or for women? Hell was not created for man. And what our Bible's teaching us, there's a great truth. No man needs to go to hell. It was not created for him. It was created for the devil and his angels. And here's what it's teaching us. If a man goes to hell, he does so because he rejects Jesus Christ.
Friend, we're so glad you've stayed with us throughout the broadcast today. If you're listening and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, I want to encourage you to give your heart and life to him. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice," Jesus promised that he would come in. Would you realize several things? Number one, we're sinners in need of a Savior, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us in Romans 6, "But God loved you so much that he gave his only Son." The Bible says in Romans 5 and verse number 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Christ came. He took my sins upon him. He took your sins upon him. And he went to the cross of Calvary. And there he bled and suffered and died and paid the penalty for your sins and mine. They put him in the grave. But 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. He's a living, resurrected Savior. And he came to save you and I from hell. But not only that, but he came to save us to himself. And the Bible tells us this, that if you'd be willing to acknowledge him today, if you'd be willing to open your heart and life to him today, our Bible promises in Romans chapter 10, verse number 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If today you'd be willing to open your heart and life to Christ and just say something like this to him, "Dear Lord, I'm so sorry for my sins. I believe that you died for me and rose again. And so right now, please forgive me for my sinfulness. And Lord, please come into my heart and life and save my soul. I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now help me to live for you the rest of my days." I hope you prayed that prayer today and meant it from your heart. If you did, please reach out to us. We want to rejoice with you, and we'd love to get some helpful information into your hands that will help you with your Christian walk. God bless you. Again, thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast today. We love you in the Lord.